Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for April 21st of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. With the Trump regime trashing due process and their efforts to disappear undocumented people, international students, or people who have been here for years, built families, and are trying to live the American dream, or what's left of it, we aren't really surprised how the public is now quickly turning against Trump and MAGA's anti-immigration crackdown nightmare. Ryan Cooper in the American Prospect reports how a new Gallup poll result shows this to be the case. While immigration remains Dear Leader's best issue, he's now underwater on that issue. According to Gallup, 50% now of Americans disapprove of Trump's handling on immigration, while 49% approve. Naturally, MAGA cult Republicans back his mass deportation program, but 59% of independent voters and 84% of Democrats all disapprove. Now, why that number isn't higher yet on the Democratic side of things is a crime of party leadership, but I'll return to that in just a moment. Regardless, Trump's top issue is now split, with high numbers of Democrats and independents against him. Oh, and Dear Leader Trump is now 46% underwater with Latino voters on his overall job approval. Hey, what do you know? The American people are against totalitarianism. You don't say. But why I'm highlighting what Ryan Cooper said there, Mother Jones, is because his diagnosis of why the American people are turning against the Trump regime and MAGA Republicans on immigration is correct. While the messaging machine of Republicans can scare enough people to vote for them during the elections, once the policies start rolling around, that's when the American people realize what's happening. To use an old movie reference, I feel like those who backed Trump in the election because they loved his xenophobia on immigration are like Alec Guinness in the World War II classic Bridge on the River Kwai. Guinness's character, Colonel Nicholson, takes so much pride in the bridge that he and his British soldiers built while being prisoners in a Japanese camp that he begins helping the Japanese thwart Allied forces from blowing the bridge up. It's only after witnessing the carnage and death all around him that he wakes up and realizes his grave error and asks himself, what have I done? I feel like in just 3 months, some Americans are waking up to that fact, asking themselves, what have they done? Especially some who believed in Trump's authoritarian xenophobic rhetoric, believing that he was never talking about them. But his due process is being trashed while innocent people are being sent down to concentration camps in El Salvador. There's mass fear taking place throughout the land. Now, as I covered on last week's show, international students in Michigan and across the country are being targeted. And this is after some Republican officials a decade ago made it their mission to bring in international students to Michigan. And how many Latino voters backed Trump during the election, believing he and his regime wouldn't go after them, and now his regime is going after that community, even if they're here legally? And I applaud Ryan Cooper for not only pointing out how the right-wing messaging machine got just enough people to believe in what Trump and MAGA were spewing last year, but he also points out how Democrats didn't offer much of a contrast on the issue, and that may have confused some voters. Cooper writes that both Democratic presidents Obama and Biden addressed immigration through policy appeasement, with Obama and Biden both stepping up deportations. And what was their reward? What'd they get for it? Now, Biden had to deal with a sudden influx of migrants from the pandemic and political unrest in countries like Venezuela, thanks in part to longtime misdirected American foreign policy. But Democrats just ceded the issue to Trump and MAGA Republicans, speaking like Republicans during the election as they talked about tougher border security. Yet they never pushed back on how slow the asylum and citizenship process can be, why it needs to be streamlined, how immigrants help the economic viability and vitality of the country, and also how Republicans have zero solutions other than scaring people. And by acting cowardly and not fighting for those that we should be fighting for, while also fighting for the Constitution of the United States, we now have an authoritarian regime tearing up the laws and values of this country. Because if they can go after undocumented people, legal immigrants now, then what's stopping them from sending native-born Americans to concentration camps next? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.